God my Father. Truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Father, what an incredibly rich, awe-inspiring and meaningful relationship. Father, what a precious bond with him who was and is to come. Like as a father pities his own children, even so the Lord pities them that fear him. And he pitied us so passionately that he sent his one and only Son to die for me. His compassion is so vast that he promises that it is new each and every morning. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Bow down before him, the Lord, Abba, my Father and your Father, the Lord is his name. You are my Father, my God, you are the rock of my salvation, protected in the cleft of the rock, covered, cleansed, purified in Christ, hidden under the shadow of his wings, guarded as the apple of his eye. O Lord, you are my Father. I am the clay, the work of your hand. Oh, that I would fully submit to the hand of the master potter to shape and to hone, as did Christ himself, who took on himself the form of a servant, revealing that I can do nothing of myself, nothing. Nothing? Nothing. The Son can do nothing of himself but what he sees the Father doing. Whatsoever things the Father doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. Why can God of God and light of light, God incarnate, do nothing? Why? Because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. Oh, what meekness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony. The man who is God, the one who is the Son of the Father, this was his life's work. To do the will of him who sent me. And mystery of all mysteries is that the Father chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Lord of eternity, who dwells in humanity and kneels in humility and washes my feet. And he did this to show what children of the Father need to do. And then he reminded us who we are in him. He said, "For I ascend to my Father and to your Father, to my God and your God." Jesus, the Father's pure radiance, perfect in innocence, who yet learnt obedience to death on a cross, suffering to give us life, and conquering through sacrifice. Oh, this is the Son of the Father. He is the example preferred before us, for us to reflect. Indeed, this precious relationship with the Father only comes through Christ. This deepest communion comes through the sacrifice of the Son. Our redemption and our reconciliation with the Father is through Christ alone. Just ponder for a moment on the intensity and abundance of this truth. I dare not of myself prostrate myself before his awesome, magnificent majesty, for I could not draw another breath to praise him in truth or to deny him in foolishness. And yet in his love he stooped so low as to even care for me, to love me, to desire me. Hence it is the Father's will that I accept this in gratitude, in love, and in all humility. It is his desire that I accept this position without hesitation or doubting, because I am accepted by the Father, accepted in the Beloved for time and through eternity. It is the Father's yearning that all his children follow the example of Christ. But there is just one way that this can be achieved, through the power of the Spirit. Not by my self-effort or by my self-improvement or even by my attempt to copy Christ. It is by the power of the Holy Spirit that we are conformed into the image of his Son. Wisdom unsearchable, God the invisible, love indestructible in frailty appears, Lord of infinity, stooping so tenderly, lifts my humanity to the heights of his throne. Jesus said, "He who sent me is with me." The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. And lo, I am with you, now and forever, even unto the end of the age.